You're listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Kamajis, a licensed clinical social worker with a multi-state online therapy practice. I have a passion for empowering women and mom therapists to break free of the fear, overwhelm, and oppressive systems that hold them back from taking action and building the private practice of their dreams. My goal is for you to boldly believe in yourself as a clinician and business owner. If you're looking for a place to learn practice building strategy and skill while also claiming your own power as a woman and a therapist, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the show. Welcome to this week's episode of the Raise to Empower podcast. Today's topic is going to be one that deals with more of our actual administrative work in our private practice. I know some of our recent episodes have dealt with some of the emotional sides or maybe even the internal work that we often have when it comes to running a business and being a mom. But today's episode is really going to be looking at our electronic health records and our electronic health record systems. When it comes to building and running a private practice, I'm a big believer and an advocate of systems and streamlining work for efficiency. Streamlining and having systems really allows us to work smarter, not harder. Systems allow us to have more time to focus on the things that we really want to, whether that is you want to be able to see more clients or spend more time with family or have time for yourself, which is, you know, an odd concept for many of us, or maybe you want to have an additional business. By having a system that allows you to do things with ease helps you to be able to have time for those other things. And so one of the ways that I have found to help me with streamlining my work is having a really well-organized and comprehensive electronic health record, or EHR. Now, I want to preface all of this to say and be very clear that this episode is not necessarily here to promote a specific product. You've probably heard me talk at times that I do use Simple Practice and I do love it. And I do have a promo for those of you who do want to try it out. But I honestly don't care what system you use, what product you use. I just want you to use a system that is comprehensive and allows you to work less and have more time and make more money. So whether that is Simple Practice or not, it doesn't matter. So I don't want you to think that this is just me here trying to sell you on one specific EHR system. It's not. This is really about thinking through what you need in that system and whether what you have is working for you or not. Over the last few years, I've noticed that there have become a lot more options available for different EHR systems. There's been kind of this unveiling of these new ones that each promises or offers different things. And they all promote themselves as this is how we are different from XYZ. There used to be, I feel like when I was starting my practice way back in 2015, I really feel like there was only a handful of them. And now there are just more and more options. There's different price points. There's different options and additions in each of these systems. And so with the addition of new options, of new systems that you could try, really comes the question of, well, should I switch to one of them? Should I leave my current EHR and go to this brand new one or to this other one that I've heard about, but I haven't, you know, ventured into to checking out myself? And a lot of times I see the question of, should I switch after having a change happen with a current system, or there's a technology fumble with the company or a price change. So, you know, somebody's using one specific EHR, they're not happy because of something that has happened, whether it's now we're increasing our prices or, hey, last week their system went down and we couldn't use the majority of our system. We couldn't charge credit cards or we couldn't do telehealth sessions. And so there can be this kind of sudden feeling of urgency that I need to jump ship because I'm really frustrated by this specific situation that has happened. I need to do something. And we can especially feel like that if we see others doing so as well, right? If we see other people that are saying, hey, I've left XYZ and I have gone over here, we may consider doing that ourselves. And there absolutely are reasons for considering moving. Like, I have done it in the past, and I will get into that in a moment. But there definitely are reasons that I would say, yeah, absolutely, I would leave that EHR system and go try something else too. You know, if the company that owns that software, that owns that system, if they no longer have values that you align with, whether they represent something or they stand for something that is not in alignment with your values, then yeah, that may be really hard to say, well, I'm going to put money into this company that no longer supports these issues that are really important to me. That would absolutely be a real reason to say, no, I'm not going to give you my dollars anymore. Or if the cost has increased for that specific platform in a way that your practice just literally cannot financially support that change. You know, one example I saw, maybe it's been a year, it's been longer than a year since Simple Practice, I think, changed some of their pricing model. And one of the things that I noticed when that happened was there were a lot of people who are group practice owners that they said, you know, we cannot continue with Simple Practice because of however it was structured financially for a group was just not going to be feasible for their private practice as a group. And so it just did not make sense dollar and cents wise to continue with them. And so they did have to find someplace else. You may find that the systems are no longer intuitive and streamlined and create more work for you within that EHR. Maybe they have done a remodel of the system, or they've taken something away, they've removed certain buttons, or they've moved things over here thinking that would be better, but it isn't. And maybe you've given it a chance, right? You feel like, okay, I'm going to stick this out, but it's just not working the way you had wanted it to or had hoped it would, and it's creating more work for you. You know, those are definitely reasons to absolutely consider moving to a new EHR system. But I will say, even if those are reasons to consider, I don't think we should just jump ship immediately. There are definitely, like I said, valid reasons for wanting or even needing a change, but there are also downsides to changing systems, and you need to consider these downsides as well. Changing our EHR isn't necessarily as simple as I'm just going to go sign up and create a new account. There's a lot of work that needs to be done on the end of the new system and really your old system as well. You need to transfer files. You need to set up new forms and automations, those forms that you would send to clients in your old system. You may have to recreate them in your new system. You're going to have to make sure that all of your clients' files and their information and their demographics are all in the new EHR system. There's going to have to be setting up with the clearinghouse that that EHR system uses if you bill insurance. So making sure that you can bill through their system, that there's not going to be this delay in you getting paid. You need to get clients set up with a new patient portal if you use a scheduling system or a payment system. Those are things that are absolutely going to have to be set up. And a lot of times EHRs will have support for a transfer. I know when I left my previous EHR and went to Simple Practice, they did have some tutorials and also staff to help with making that transfer happen. Regardless of what a new EHR system promises, even if they say we have this white glove system, there are still going to be things that you're going to have to do on your end. You're going to have to clean up charts or verify that everything transferred correctly. You're going to have to remove things from your old system. You're going to have to make sure that payments are processing correctly or that the insurance payments are being shown accurately in the new system. So there's going to be a learning curve and there's going to be work to set up and help to get your system the way that you want and need it to run. And so while it may seem enticing to switch to a new EHR because they're promising that they aren't like the other companies or like the current one that you're using, or maybe their price plans are cheaper, just because they might be that new kind of shiny object that everybody is talking about, it doesn't always make them the better choice. You know, I've seen a lot of times people say, hey, this one is significantly cheaper than this other one. And a lot of people will head there because who doesn't want to save money? I'm a big saver, but there's a lot of work that's having to be done within that system. It's not as intuitive, or it's missing pieces that a previous EHR included. And so now you're having to pay for that somewhere else, or you may be using another free system, but it is making you and your clients work harder. They may have a cheaper rate, but their system may not be as all-encompassing. And so then you will have to do more work in a separate system. So one example I've seen of this is, I mean, again, who doesn't want to save money? But one of the prices of doing business is that there are credit card fees that happen when you use a credit card payment system. It's just one of the prices of doing business. And different systems charge a different percentage rate. You may move to an EHR system that has a cheaper credit card rate. Or you may even say, you know what, I'm just not going to process payments in my EHR. I'm going to use a separate system to collect the credit card payments because it's going to save me a few dollars. You know, who doesn't want a couple extra bucks in your pocket? But then what happens is your accounting is not as intuitive because either the new system doesn't reconcile payments, or you have to manually enter the payment from the other system into the EHR. So while it may save you a couple of dollars a month, it ends up taking up a more significant amount of time. You're doubling your work and having to operate in multiple systems and keep track of what is showing up where, which creates way more opportunities for mistakes and for things to not get accounted for. And so you really need to do a cost-benefit analysis of how much time versus how much money it will cost you to make a switch to this new system. We've all been told we need to network in our private practice, but no one actually tells us how to do it or what to say. Enter Comprehensive Connecting, effective scripts that expand your networking community and actually fill your online practice. This free guide will give you effective scripts to connect with fellow clinicians, medical professionals, and community stakeholders to build strong networking relationships that will help fill your practice. In this guide, you will get tips and tricks for building relationships that will lead to referrals in your practice, real-life examples of messages used to connect with referral sources, and customizable plug-and-send scripts for your specific practice needs. So download your free scripts guide today by going to bit.ly/comp connecting. Are you a mental health practitioner looking to streamline your administrative tasks and get rid of the overwhelm of running your practice? Look no further than Simple Practice, the electronic health record designed with you in mind. Simple Practice isn't just another electronic health record. It's your secret weapon for simplifying the chaos. From scheduling appointments to billing and beyond, Simple Practice has everything you need to run your practice efficiently and effectively. With Simple Practice, you can finally reclaim your time and focus on what truly matters, your clients and your family. Gone are the days of scrambling to manage appointments and billing. Simple Practice handles it all seamlessly so you can spend less time stressing and more time connecting. With Simple Practice, you can schedule appointments with ease, send automated appointment reminders to reduce no-shows, and even conduct secure video sessions all within one platform. Plus, their HIPAA-compliant telehealth feature ensures that your client's privacy is always protected. Simple Practice also streamlines your billing process, allowing you to create and send professional invoices, accept credit card payments, and even submit insurance claims all with just a few clicks. Simple Practice has designed their platform to be intuitive and easy to use because they know that your time is precious and every moment counts. So whether you're squeezing in clients between school pickups and sports practices or catching up on paperwork during nap time, Simple Practice has your back. Join the ranks of empowered women and mom therapists who are revolutionizing their practice with Simple Practice. Ready to streamline your practice and simplify your life? Head over to bit.ly/AshleySimplePractice to start your 30-day free trial and get up to $200 off your paid subscription. Trust me, you won't know how you ever lived without it. I was with a different EHR system or EHR provider when I started my practice after leaving the group practice I had started. It was a system that I had used in that group practice. I kind of had managed our EHR and I was extremely familiar with it. I had set our system up and I ran it. And so it just made sense to me. I'm going to use that for my solo practice. Like, I know this, I got this. However, within a year of me opening my solo practice, I could tell that the old EHR system that I had signed up for was just not going to continue to work for me. They had changed some things in their payer system with their clearinghouse. And so I was significantly delayed in getting insurance payments paid out because they were not processing them or even really submitting them. And they were losing the claim in the process. They had had a really good customer service system. And then it just drastically changed where I could not get communication. I couldn't get things followed up on. And so I was going months without payment. And it was getting to a point where I could not afford to continue. I was following up with them. I was utilizing their customer service and they were not able to rectify this issue. And I was truly suffering financially. So I began exploring other systems. I didn't just immediately leave. I wanted to make sure if I'm going to go somewhere else that I'm going to make this switch worth my while, not just financially, but also for my clients, for my longevity with my practice. I did decide at that time that I was going to do a 30-day trial with Simple Practice because they offer that free 30 days that you can kind of just check it out and play around with it. I began by just starting to set up, you know, like a test client and seeing how intuitive it felt. And within just a few days, it was very clear that this system was going to work so much better than my previous system. It just felt more intuitive. It felt more streamlined. It felt cleaner in certain ways. And so I knew pretty clearly from the beginning that this was going to be my new system. And so I used those free 30 days to get my new system set up. I was able to get things squared away with the clearinghouse so that once I was truly in that system, I would be able to immediately begin submitting my insurance billing through them. I did a trial session with a client so that I could kind of like test out their electronic health record and the telehealth system. I was able to get all my forms established in that system in those 30 days. So that way everything would be set up. So on day 31, when that free trial ended, I wasn't going to have to be paying for two systems. I could just cancel my previous system. I had everything cleaned out of that. And so then I was not going to be paying for two systems at one time. I've now been with them probably going on 4 years. No longer than that, actually. It's probably been closer to 5 years. And there have been ups and downs at different times. No system is perfect. And I have at times looked at other options that may be a couple dollars a month cheaper. But in the end, I would have to pay with my time by learning this new system. I would have to deal with the learning curve, not just for myself, but my clients. My pain points with my current EHR aren't enough for me to say, I'm walking away, I'm going to go somewhere else. For me, until something gets so uncomfortable, I don't feel the need to jump ship because jumping ship isn't necessarily going to solve everything. It may actually create more problems. Again, my goal in this episode is not necessarily for you to say, yes, I'm going to go join Simple Practice or I'm going to stay with Simple Practice. Like, I truly don't care who your EHR system is. But I want you to consider before you start signing up for a new system to really look at what do you need? What will help you to streamline your workload? What will help you to have more efficiency? and what will help you and your clients to have a better user experience. That is one piece that I don't think we always take into consideration, that user experience for our clients, that matters. Through my own sessions with my own therapist, through my children having appointments with their own providers, I have gotten to test run from the client side numerous different platforms. And I can tell you there are some that are so much more friendly from the client side to use than others. And that makes a world of difference because it makes me more likely to be engaged with the provider if I can access the system a lot easier. It makes me less likely to miss an appointment because I'm very clear on where my notices are coming from, how I'm accessing my appointments, how I'm paying for things. The experience that our clients have really does matter, and it can help us to maintain those clients, therefore make more money by them continuing to come to sessions because it makes it a flawless experience for them. So before you up and run to the next bright and shiny EHR system, I really want you to make sure that you are prepared for the learning curve that is to come with a new system. And that, remember, even though right now it's that shiny, beautiful new object that, you know, there are promises of what's to come, just remember that you will eventually have some kind of frustration because nothing is perfect. No system is perfect. Now, if you are looking for a new system, and if you are interested in checking out Simple Practice, I do have a special promo that you can check out that is available for listeners of this show. If you go to bit.ly/AshleySimplePractice, and that link will be in the show notes, you can get a free 30-day trial. So you can test it out. You may not even be sure that you are ready to leave your other EHR system, but if you're like, yeah, let me just go give it a whirl, let me see, you can do that. And if you do decide to stick with Simple Practice and say, I want to use them as my EHR, you use that link in the show notes or just simply bit.ly/AshleySimplePractice, you can get up to $200 off your paid subscription. So if you had the highest monthly plan for Simple Practice, you would get not only 30 days free, but you're going to get 2 additional months free. So it really is a great deal. But again, it's not about just going and you need to go use Simple Practice. It's not about that. It really is about working smarter, not harder. I don't want you to just jump ship because something sounds like a good deal unless you really need it. So I want you to really think about that the next time you're questioning, do I need to go somewhere else for my EHR system? I want to thank you again for being here today, and I will see you next week with another new episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. Check the show notes for all links and resources mentioned in the show. If you found today's episode helpful or inspiring, be sure to share it with your therapist friends. And don't forget to subscribe to the show and leave your 5-star rating and review. It truly means so much to me and will help us get our message of empowerment out to other women and mom clinicians. And I'd love to connect with you in our Facebook community. So check out the show notes for the link or head to bit.ly/raise to empower to join us. I'll see you back here next week.